Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Might be tugging on the heartstrings right now because I was caught off guard the other day. Last week, actually, I was just standing in the kitchen minding my own business. No, I was probably making breakfast for my kids, let's be honest. And then my youngest daughter, my middle child, she just comes up to me and she says, "Mum," well, first off, she sleeps with a little teddy bear. It's we call it Bubby. So that's just for context. And it's a tiny little, like one of those Beanie Bear things. So she's had it since she's about one. She's always slept with it. And she just came up to me out of nowhere and said, "Here, Mum, I don't need my Bubby anymore." And I was like, excuse me? What? Huh? And I was like, are you sure? She's like, "Yeah, it just always falls off my bed and I never really sleep with it anymore anyway, so you can take it." And I just was trying to make sure that this was right because it just had caught me off guard. I'd never even thought about at which point does your child stop sleeping with their favorite little teddy. I hadn't even thought about it. It was not on my radar. So I was like, okay, I'll put it, because I still have my little teddy that I, well, it's not a teddy, it was a dog, Woofy is what its name is. I've still got that. It's in our cupboard. So I was like, okay, well, I'll go and put that with Woofy then. She's like, yep, okay. And then just walked off. And I was just left there like a little bit shattered. Maybe not. I don't know. I just realized she's, you know, she's growing up. She's no longer my little baby anymore. And so, you know, you have those moments as a parent where you, like, your kids have this, like, mature moment and you realize, oh, they're growing up. They're not my little baby anymore. So I want you to share those stories with me this afternoon. When did your child have a mature moment when you realized, oh, they're growing up? So quickly. Andre said, "Keep the soft toy for display next to her 21st cake." Oh, I love that idea, Andrew. And Ruth has given us a call. Ruth, when did your child have a mature moment?
Well, he's in grade two. He's in grade three. So 8 year old, he climbs out the car and I go to give him the regular hug. And he turns around and says, "No, Mum, not anymore, not at school. You can give me hugs for home."
Oh, no. How did you respond?
I'm like trying to hold it together. Okay. But I'm like, no, this is my baby. I don't want to. But, yeah, so I was like, okay. It lasted a week and then he was straight into,
no,
I need hugs again, Mum.
Okay. Oh, good. Because is he your oldest?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm dreading that. I'm dreading that, Ruth. I'm glad that he's back to the hugs again because they're important. Thank you so much for your call. You'd think that, you know, you get hugs at least until high school. Hey, let me know, when did your kid have a mature moment? You can give me a call, 9313098485. Rob texted through, my daughter's like baby gate fell off her bed. Oh, what are they called? Safety gates? I don't know. Fell off her bed and then she decided she didn't need it on anymore. Slept all night through, then woke up the next morning and said, "I'm a big girl now." Oh, all those little milestones. I mean, it's good that they get bigger. That's a good thing. But, you know, as a parent, it's a little bit bittersweet, probably.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.